Now back to the Shore Conference Basketball Tournament on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network. And tonight's broadcast made possible by Ocean First Bank, taking care of Jersey Shore neighbors since 1902 with extraordinary banking.
Matt Harmon, Kevin Williams back here. Megan Oleski in the studios of the Shore Sports Network. And our good buddy Brad Biariscano here as our on-site engineer. Point Borough leading St. John Vianney 33-26 at the half. Run through the scoring for both of these teams. Great first half out of Carrie Malik for Point Borough. She leads all scorers with 13 points, 10 out of Kelly Hughes, 6 from Lauren Hughes, 4 for Lindsay Havens, and 2 points off the bench for Jamie Pike. The quarter total so far for Point Borough, 18 and 15. Kevin, for the Panthers, a great shooting start from about the 5-minute point of the first quarter all the way, I would say, until about the midway point of the second quarter. There wasn't a whole lot that they didn't make.
Now, 31-17 was their biggest lead after they had hit a trio of three-pointers in that second quarter. But that's when Vianney tightened up on defense, got a couple of the benefit of a couple of referee whistles, hit some shots on their own, and made a run to get within seven. And we certainly have a basketball game here.
For St. John Vianney, 8 points apiece for Emily Uribe and for Katie Berrion. 3 points for Kelly Crouch off the bench, 3 for Kelly Campbell, and 2 points for Lindsay Rowe. 15 and 11, the quarter totals for St. John Vianney. They had some tough offensive start. They actually got off to a quick start, led by 4 early on, but then really cooled off. And, you know, Kevin, I think if you think about St. John Vianney, so much of their game is predicated on making shots and then being able to set up their kind of trademark press.
And when they missed those shots, it led to fast break opportunities. And it wasn't that Burrow was converting layups or driving to the basket, Matt. They were getting quick looks and finding open shooters for long-range jumpers. They also worked the ball inside a couple of times to Malik. They did go away from that late in the first half. And, you know, I kind of thought they got a little three-point happy and, you know, forgot about Malik inside, because I think she was off to such a good start. And you just had to assume that Burrow would cool off, and they have. And that has allowed Vianney to climb back into this one. And, you know, certainly I think this ball game will probably go down to the wire.
About midway through our halftime, coming up after this one, we will do our player of the game, our postgame show, which will roll into our pregame show of number 1 Red Bank Catholic against number 4 Middletown South. You know, almost opposite to what we will see tomorrow night in the boys' semifinals, where 3 of 4 from Ocean County, here 3 of 4 from Monmouth County for the girls.
Well, certainly not surprising on the girls' side. I mean, the Ocean County lack of success in this tournament over the years, Matt, is staggering. The girls' Shore Conference tournament started in 1972. It was an all-Ocean County final in that first year, and it's the only year it's ever happened. Brick beat Point Borough 37-27 that year. 1972 is Point Borough's only appearance in the championship game. Brick won it in 72. Since then, only one other Ocean County team has ever won the Shore Conference crown. That was in 1984. When young Kathy Snyder's Southern Rams game I was at Brick Memorial High School. Since then, it has just been a Monmouth County affair. As a matter of fact, the last Ocean County team to reach the finals of the Shore Conference tournament was in 1990, when our friend, oh, I missed that one, I'm sorry. I was going to go back to 1990 when our friend Joe Arminio coached Toms River East into the finals, where they lost to St. John Vianney. In 2004, Toms River North made a great run into the championship game before losing to Vianney as well. And even when Toms River North had those great teams that went to the Tournament of Champions, could never get past, as could not anyone else, the Lady Lancers, who I said for a 16-year period won this tournament 12 times and lost in the finals 3 other times. 15 times out of 16 years in the championship game.
We'll take a timeout here. We'll come back and get you set for the start of the second half. We'll do it after this 3-minute break. 33-26, Point Borough leads. We're back right after this on the Shore Sports Network.